Hello? Is this on? Yeah. Hey, roomies, it's Dylan Marshall here, your podcast guide. I've said that a couple times, not... Yep, I'm going with it. Welcome today to a special sample. Oh no, we're re-recording this.
Freddie Benson ever said the last number.
I don't remember him ever saying one.
Just like a 3-2.
Yes.
That's the start of the episode.
Right. Because there's like that whole episode too where doesn't Carly like, she like wishes to be someone else or something? And like the podcast, or like the, not the podcast, the show like doesn't exist. And she like walks up to Freddie and she's like, and I miss you saying 5-4-3-2, but not the one. And I never understood why you never said the one.
I never understood why he didn't say the one either.
Me either.
Maybe it has to do with the fact that his dad is Barry Benson. Barry Benson.
We're starting off strong. Should we introduce ourselves before we get into our theory on that?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Grace Quinn.
I'm Kaylani West.
This is 107 No Girls Allowed, the girl episode.
I feel so honored to be here.
I'm blessed. maybe we should tell them why we're on the podcast instead of just like, hey, it's the girls episode.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure why, other than the fact that it's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. I think once 107 started the podcast, because we're all juniors in college.
Yeah.
They started our freshman year, and we've been saying for like 2 years now, put us on the podcast. And here we are.
Yeah. I think mostly I just wanted to be on it because it was No Girls Allowed, and I just wanted to like fight back.
Yeah. Which, you were on it that one time.
On accident, but then my voice was altered to make me sound like a man anyway, so I knew in my heart I was on the podcast, but no one else.
They could just hear me gulp my water. Yeah, you were on it, it was just your voice sounded like a man.
Yeah, but today I was told that I sound like a man.
Somebody told you you sound like a man?
Yeah, Evan.
What the heck, Evan?
Evan was like doing an impersonation of me. And then they were told, like Evan was told, just sound like a dude and you'll sound like Kaylani.
Wow.
And yeah.
This is a call out to Evan right now. What the heck?
What the heck, man?
I don't think you sound like a man. Unless they like edit your voice again.
This whole episode.
Your voice is really low. That would be really funny though.
I mean.
Yeah. So long time coming. We're blessed to be here. Because we already brought up Barry B. Benson.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain the theory of Freddie Benson for my Carly?
Yeah, so Freddie Benson is like the videographer of the show iCarly on the show iCarly. And the B movie came out around the same time as iCarly. And you notice that Freddie Benson's dad is nowhere to be found in the show. Like just him and his mom chilling.
Right.
But also the like actual real life actress who plays Freddie Benson's mom, like the resemblance is uncanny to the animated lady in the B movie.
And the lady in the B movie does fall in love with Barry B. Benson.
Yes. And, and isn't Freddie Benson, he's like deathly allergic to everything.
Yeah.
And also bees.
Probably.
And the last name is Benson. So I think
it all lines up that Freddie from iCarly, his dad, is Barry B. Benson from the Bee Movie. And if you don't believe us, do your own research. We've looked into this. Do we want to do, we have some of these like weird pod deck things, like these little cards, like conversation starters.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited about these.
There's a few really good ones.
Maybe I'll ask you the ones that I pulled out.
That's way more than I pulled out.
We can discuss.
Okay.
I can answer.
Cool.
So the first one says, do you have any superstitions?
I don't know if I have any like serious superstitions, but I do always, you know, like the split the pole thing.
No.
So there's this like superstition that like if you're walking, mostly with two people, but like in a group too, and there's like a pole, if you guys walk on opposite sides of the pole, like you split it, that's bad luck.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah. So you always have to walk on the same side, because if you don't, it's like the whole walking under the ladder type thing. Is that 7 years of bad luck or is that just a broken mirror?
I think the walking under the ladder is just bad luck. And then if a mirror breaks, it's 7 years.
Yeah. So splitting the pole is just like, just bad luck.
Just bad luck.
So I don't like actually believe it, but I do always walk on the same side or try to just in case.
just in case
it is real.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions?
Yeah. I feel like mine, like, not really. Always growing up, my mom always was like, you can never go outside with your hair wet, which I feel like that's pretty common, but like you'll get like really, really sick. Like, oh, you want to catch a cold? Like, you'll get really sick. And so like always in my hair, I would have to be dry before I left anywhere.
Was that before you slept too? Because my mom always told me like before I slept, like, you'll get a cold with wet hair.
Yeah, so my hair always had to be dry. And I was thinking of another one. Oh, this isn't really a superstition. Maybe it's more of a practice. But like whenever you're driving and you like you're driving underneath the traffic light and you see it turn yellow, you have to like hit the top of your car.
Yeah. I know
that's not really a superstition, but it's like all you can make a wish or something.
Well, Kristen taught me that one.
Okay.
And then, but in high school, my friends would do it, but they would do it not as like a superstition. They would play it like a game.
Okay.
And so what they would do is they would drive like under the thing and they would hit the ceiling, and if whoever like was last one to hit it would like have to take off a piece of clothing.
It's amazing.
I never played because I was like, no thanks. But they would play and they'd be like, oh yeah, like he was like in his underwear. And
oh,
I was like,
my. Wow,
how many almost red lights are you guys hitting?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Why don't you just not do that?
Yeah.
So
intentionally trying to.
Yeah. So I always thought it was a game until Kristen taught me. And then she was like, oh yeah, that's like, it's just a superstition. Like good luck, make a wish or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even like my mom said, if you see like someone's, one of their lights are out or something, you have to hit the top of your car or whatever, the roof of your car. And if one of your knuckles pops, then you can make a wish.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. So
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah. So I usually, if either of those happen, I still do this even without my mom, but it's fun.
That is fun. Let's do, what would be the worst ingredients to fill a burrito with?
I actually pulled this out because I wanted to talk about a burrito I once had from a gas station. So
you had a specific burrito already in mind?
Yes, that's why I pulled it out, because I wanted to tell you it was like the worst combination of food in a burrito, and it was from a gas station, but it was so
awful.
Can I tell you it was in the burrito?
You can. I'm scared.
So I used to live momentarily. I lived in like the sketchiest part of Vancouver, and it was awesome. Besides the fact that the only food option was a gas station, and they had all this random food, and they had this burrito, and it was like a Chinese food breakfast burrito.
Oh,
it was like teriyaki beef.
Oh my gosh.
Rice, cheese, eggs, hash brown, and like hot sauce. And it was so gross.
That sounds awful. So good.
But
did you just like, did you eat it and like feel sick?
Or was I remember, I was like 14.
Oh.
But I had it. I never forget about it. Like, it was unforgettable.
A Chinese food breakfast burrito.
It was so good. I think the cheese really made it weird, but because like cheese doesn't go on really like that kind of Chinese food.
Yeah.
I mean, eggs, I suppose, but yeah.
That's so gross.
I feel like it could be worse. It could be it could be so much worse.
Yeah. I can't think of like any super gross things that you could put in a burrito.
Like, I guess inedible things.
Yeah, like inedible things, like putting newspaper in a burrito or something. But in general, I feel like most things can be like wrapped in a burrito, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk though real quick about like making things into other things? Trent, our friend Trent that we go to school with. He makes every single food he eats into a salad.
Hamburger, salad.
Hamburger, salad. Ham, salad.
Chinese food,
salad. Like every day we walk into the cafeteria and he just has this massive salad. And he's put like every other food that he can find in the caf like onto the salad.
Always cottage cheese too.
Always the cottage cheese.
But he's probably the healthiest kid on campus. Like, no
lie. Yeah, no doubt. He's like pretty ripped too because he works out all the time.
He's massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive.
He's massive and he eats so healthy. I'm like, wow, I wish I had the motivation. I'm going to grow to be 6'3
one time
and
I
just ripped like Trent.
If only I had the motivation to grow to be 6'3. One time we went to Starbucks and we were offered a free cake pop and the dude wouldn't even eat it.
Yeah, he doesn't eat sugar.
I know. We're like, cake pop.
Yeah. It's one bite. You can eat the whole thing.
It's like a nibble.
It's a little nibble. That's, yeah. Oh, Trent, what a guy. Which words or phrases do you most overuse? Too many.
Too many.
Well, I've taken to saying lit. Like it used to be an
ironic. I left that in the past.
What?
I said I left that in the past.
It started as like an ironic thing because I help out with like youth group and work with high schoolers. And so trying to keep up with the lingo. So you should be like, oh, I'm lit, right guys? And now I just say it.
It's not used unironically.
It's not unironic anymore. It's just there. So probably that. I also say sick a lot, which is a hard one to use now in our day and age.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't be making jokes about sick things.
Yeah. I feel like around the right people, it's still safe.
Yeah. Like our friend group, we can use it.
Yeah.
But other places, you gotta be a little cautious.
Yeah. I think most recently I picked up disgusting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been saying that way too much about things that aren't disgusting. And I say, like, yeah, no, for sure, a lot, or no, yeah, for sure.
Right, which can throw people off.
Right, which maybe is just not clear to them, as it is.
I wonder why it wouldn't be clear.
To me. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just there. What's something that people think makes them look cool, but actually makes them look ridiculous? Oh, I got a few.
My favorite one is the fanny pack in the front. That's my...
The fanny pack across the chest.
I just... Also, I feel like it's not, like, super practical. Like, I mean, I guess, to, like, depending how you wear it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just easier if it's here or just not worn at all.
I think it's so much easier if it's lower. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because if it's up on your chest, you can't see it, you know? You open it and you can't really see inside.
Yeah.
But it's on your like waist, you can see it.
Also, it's like worn as a fashion statement, I feel like.
Look. Not really.
I think we're getting it. Maybe we're getting to a touchy subject.
Yeah. I once had fashion explained to me by my youth pastor as a circle. And so at one, the very top of the circle at one point is fashion and trendy. And then as you start to go around the circle and follow the line of the circle, things get less and less trendy. But eventually you come back to the original point where trendy meets. And so basically, if you wear things that are so not trendy, eventually you become trendy again.
Oh, wow.
And that's why my youth pastor wears Crocs.
Crocs. I think Crocs are second on the list. Top three, second on the list to fanny packs.
I
wore those when I was in like third grade.
Oh, me too.
And yeah, they were comfy. But that was like a third grade thing, you know?
Did you have the ones with like the fuzz on the inside?
No, I didn't. I wish.
Those are the only ones that I had. I had one pair of Crocs my whole life, and they were pink with like the fuzz on the inside.
I don't remember. I think mine were purple, but I had the, I would buy the things to like stick in them.
You were one of the cool kids. I always wanted those things. Yeah, Crocs are up there on the list. Fanny packs, Crocs. Do we have a third?
We need a third. The Holy Trinity of bad fashion.
The Trinity of bad fashion. Ooh. A hot take, but like those bright orange, like camo pants.
See, I appreciate. Some camo pants I can appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Some.
But the neon orange camo pants that tried to come back.
Mm-hmm. They tried.
They tried.
Yeah.
Good effort.
It was, yeah, good effort.
I think Kim K maybe like
right.
tried a couple times.
Like props to anybody who actually tried. Because it's a bold move.
Oh, it's a neon camo pants? Hold this move.
It's a power move. Also, now I'm just thinking of like bad fashion trends. But why? Because neither of us were like alive in the 90s, really, you know? But I heard through the grapevine that it used to be a trend to wear like skirts on top of your jeans.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I feel like Selena Gomez and like Miley Cyrus did that back in the day, you know? Ooh, see that with Disney photos?
Mm-hmm. Disney fashion used to be something else.
Yeah, truly. I know like Alex in Wizards of Waverly Place is Selena Gomez, but like in as Alex, she'd wear like five shirts layered, like a long sleeve and then a short sleeve and then a tank top and then like a sweater or something.
Yeah. It was really just how many layers can we put on?
How many shirts, colors, and patterns can Alex wear today in this episode?
But then we all thought she was like the pinnacle of fashion.
Yeah.
She wasn't. I look back and I'm like, whoa. What were they thinking?
I thought she was so cool, but she was just mean.
She was just mean. It wasn't cool. She was just rude. The way she talked to her family, she was the worst.
Truly.
I do remember one episode of Wizards of Waverly Place. That was so funny.
And sadly, that's where the audio cuts out. I know. Heartbreaking. Well, we'll have to get Kehlani and Grace back in here to record a whole episode for you guys. Well, depends on how you like it. So if you would like to see more Girls Talk content, go ahead and go to our Instagram at 107podcast. And, you know, send us a couple likes, send us a DM, say, I want more Girls Talk. They're funnier than the boys. Ha ha. They're better. They're more entertaining. Yeah, don't say that because then we'll probably just quit. But, yeah, no, if you liked it, follow us on Instagram. Tell us you liked it. Send us some feedback. I'll see you in the near future.